USA Radio News.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox. The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact. President Biden was seen hopping up and down and said he's doing just fine after falling off of his bike in Delaware. When he stopped to talk with a group of reporters while on a bike ride with First Lady Jill Biden, the White House said the president's foot got caught in the pedal when he tried to take it out during the stop. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Apple employees are unionizing.
Employees of the Apple Store in Towson, Maryland, north of Baltimore, became the first of any of the company's locations in the U.S. to unionize. The unofficial vote count was 65-33. It still needs to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. Apple stores in Atlanta and New York are also organizing, according to CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
North Korea has dispatched medical crews and epidemiological investigators to a province battling the outbreak of an intestinal disease. At least 800 families suffering from what North Korea has only called an acute enteric epidemic have received aid so far. The new outbreak puts further strain on the isolated country as it battles chronic food shortages and a wave of COVID-19 infections. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona, four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory southwest of Tucson were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning. The Belgian food safety authorities are allowing a Belgium-based Ferrero chocolate factory to reopen after it shut down in April following cases of salmonella food poisoning. The authorization to reopen will be granted for 3 months. The Los Angeles County jury in a civil trial investigating sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby has to resume deliberations Monday, after not being able to answer all 9 of the questions given. The 84-year-old comedian is on trial to determine whether he should be held liable for allegedly sexually assaulting a then-16-year-old Judy Huth. Cosby has repeatedly denied these claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.